Welcome to Think Success, Get Success podcast show. I'm Dennis Galloway. Get ready, get your notebook out, and take a listen. You know, sometimes we have to take a look at where we want to be in the future. Where we are now is a good place to start. Sometimes people call this discovery. So you can gain immediate understanding of your potential. I mean, we all want to get from where we are to where we want to be, right? So it's necessary to take action to do that, to do something by taking simple steps to move forward. Anybody can do this. You can too, you know? It's just a process of asking yourself some questions and finding out what answers you can come up with. For example, where are you right now, today? Okay, that's point A, let's say. That's your beginning. Where do you want to go? That's your point B, right? What do you feel are your best qualities that'll get you to point B? Take time, write them down. Think about them. I went through a process just like this. And I discovered that I like to help people. I like to tell stories. I like to write. So that's my best attributes that I can use to get to my point B. When you reach out to a new lifestyle, you're going to have to do things differently. Choosing where you want to go is a good start. How will it feel when you get there? How will you share this with other people? What does it look like to you? I mean, emotionally, does it make you happy? Are you excited about it? Are you ready to jump up and say, yes, I'm here, I made it? Or are you going to just say, well, okay, I'm here. No, the emotional part of it is what gives you the juices to drive and to keep you going. So who do you share this with when you get there? Who would you talk to? Sometimes there's people in our lives or our feelings or thoughts that can be holding us back. So you've got to identify what those blocks are. And when you do, then there's things you can do about them. Relationships with others, things you think you need, things you think you have to have. You know, identify what those are. Take time and discover what it is that's making that gap between where you are and where you want to be. How does being hindered by these things that you're trying to do, how does that make you feel? Now, you need to take some time to discover the changes you can make to overcome those obstacles. What changes can you do that'll make you progress toward getting to your point B? And are you willing to make those changes? I mean, you've really got to be honest with yourself. Nobody's going to see this questionnaire that you're writing down and answers that you're giving to yourself. Nobody's going to see it. So open up. Open up your heart, your mind. Do you really want to go there? Do you really want to be in that point B? What's driving you? Why is it so important to you? You need to write that down. Is it important because you want to impress somebody? Is it important because you want to prove yourself to somebody? Or is it important to you inside yourself? That's really what's going to drive this. Because trying to change the things on the outside of you, that's not going to work too well. The only thing you can really change is yourself. And that's what you work on to get from point A to point B. Those are the things that you can do something about. So with those questions answered, questions being, okay, I'm at this point in my life. Where do I want to be in the future? Why do I want to be there? What's important to me? What's driving me to do that? How would I feel once I got there? How would I enjoy it and want to shout it out and want to share it to people? And then when you look at, okay, going from A to B, from here to there, what are those things that I have to overcome? Is it a relationship? Is it a new skill set? Is it learning or earning some money? What is it that you need to get to point B? And then what are the things that you're good at? What are the attributes you have that you can use to help get from A to B? I mean, I have found that if you don't discover what those things are, then you're kind of reaching for straws and you're working on other people's advice. Oh, you need education, or you need this, or you need that. No, you need to sit down and think it through. And take a look at what the challenges are. Understand what those blocks are that you've got to overcome. Write those down. There's things you're going to be able to work on later to overcome those blocks. But realize you're the person that has to change in order to overcome those things. So just keep that in mind. So are you willing to change? You really have to be honest with yourself and really understand that that's what it's going to take. Is you're willing to change. So keep these ideas in mind and write them down. This is a good beginning for you. Gives you a plan, gives you an idea of where you are, where you want to be. What are those things you have to overcome to get there? And are you willing to make those changes? Are you willing to get there? And how important is it to you? What makes you feel good? Do you wake up in the morning, yeah, I'm going to work on that? Or you say, oh, gee, there's more things I got to do. Anyway, start out with that idea, that plan. And I'll talk to you soon.